Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to Stuck Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. One of the things you need to do is market research, and let's talk with Lon Taylor from First Insights about the user experience market research. Thanks for coming, Lon.
My pleasure to join you today.
So let's talk about, why is user experience something you need to do research on?
So big picture, whether you're a startup, a mid-sized company, or a big giant company, you want to understand more about your users and your customers. So, you know, the terms of the day are UX and CX for user experience and customer experience. But it all falls under the same umbrella. You want to learn, especially if you are presenting or you're selling a product that is digitally based. You want to do things like usability testing. If you're coming up with, let's say, a new product offering, you want to run focus groups and make sure that the branding and the labeling are ideal for your product. So there's a different mix of methodologies that that we always talk about with people, again, whether you're a startup or a big company, to figure out what method of research is the right one. And the user experience, again, everyone's using products and services in a different way. And that's why you want to do some research to better understand how people are using things and get past sort of the yes, no questions. Do they like A or B? You want to understand why they like A or why they like B. That is the detail and the depth that we help customers and clients get to.
Sure. And this is how startups can find out that they've picked the right target market and whether or not the pain point they think is the big one actually is.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, look, when I've been a founder in four different startups, all had totally different offerings. And, you know, my background is having worked for a big digital ad agency way back when digital really got going. And, you know, especially for a startup, what you want to do is make sure, and this is going to help you on several levels. It's going to help you make sure that you're not spending hours and hours of time or years of time developing something that no one wants or that people are not interested in and they won't pay for. So doing user experience research on a variety of levels helps you understand if your value proposition is connecting with the targeted customers that you intend to sell to. And, you know, understanding, even doing the research can help you figure out if you're targeting to the right customer. may not realize that there are a whole set of other customers that you need to sell to, because it may be, let's say, if it's a business-to-business product, well, yeah, you need to understand whether the end user may buy the product or is interested in the product, but you also may need to find out more from the buyers of that product who don't necessarily use it, but approve the funds to actually purchase it. So there's a variety of reasons to start down this path of doing more research for yourself.
And what form does this research take? Is it questionnaires or interviews, or and how long or short should these things be?
That's a great question. So there's a variety of methodologies, and what we suggest to anyone who is a startup is to do qualitative research. So meaning talking to users, even if it's like a 45-minute or an hour-long discussion. And I'll talk a little bit about how that kind of works in a moment. But also doing surveys. It's become much less expensive over the past, 10 or so years to run online surveys and find the right target audience to chat with using a survey. So we recommend using both methodologies.
Okay, so talk a little more about the interview process.
We talked about kind of some of the benefits of empowering someone's decision-making process and saving saving time of launching something that doesn't necessarily work or uncovering glitches in a, let's say, a digital project, a product that you may offer. But let's say that you choose the pathway of doing some user experience research. Again, for a startup, you really want to get the depth of listening to someone talk about using your product or your idea. And ideally, you want to have an MVP, a minimum viable product to show people. But you can even do contextual interviews where you don't really have your idea set yet, but you can show people some early concepts and ask them, why they may use it, when they may use it, how much they might pay for it. All of these things are going to help you understand your target audience. And one of the other benefits of the research is helping you raise funds. I was part of a startup where I didn't necessarily want to get involved in it. And we ran a bunch of focus groups with the target audience, and all the people in the focus groups thought it was a great idea. And I said, okay, now I'm convinced that this is a good idea. We then showed clips of the focus groups to extremely successful people in a particular industry vertical and got checks for about $200,000 in 5 minutes. So this works on many levels to validate things. Let's talk about how to get started. So let's say you're going down the pathway and you want to have discussions with people. I always suggest, again, if you're a startup and you have a tight budget, to start to do these interviews yourself. And once you've determined, okay, here are people in our target audience, and it could be that there's multiple segments in the target audience, try to reach out to them on LinkedIn. Try to ask friends and family if they know people in the particular segment vertical, and ask them if they'll spend a couple of minutes with you chatting. For folks like me, we're always offering people, $150 all the way up to maybe $300 or $400 for a physician to chat with them. It all depends on who you're looking to chat with. But at the very minimum, spend $25 per person, get an Amazon gift card. You can say that you're a startup and here's what I have to offer you for a couple of minutes of your time. So that's how to get started. And you want to sort of, again, segment who you're chatting with.
Right. So basically, startups, if you don't ask, you won't know.
Correct, correct. And
Well, thank you so much for coming, Lon. We're going to put some information in the comments to help people connect to you and maybe get a checklist of other things they need to think about if they're doing research. And thanks again. And I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best ways you can accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com. And join us again next time for Stuck Time to Improv.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.